All right, I'm Western Carolina University Master's of Entrepreneurship student Bill Miller here with Lee Love on October 7th, 2011 for an entrepreneurship interview, which we're doing via phone and recording with a digital recorder. Ms. Love, please know that my goals are to learn some about entrepreneurship, some about you as an entrepreneur, and some things that may be helpful to aspiring entrepreneurs, but you can skip any questions that you aren't comfortable answering. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good.
Okay. Ms. Love, will you please briefly describe your business, Pizza Amore?
Okay. It's a local business in historic downtown Mount Dora. And we serve up good food and a good time.
And what do you like about your location in downtown Mount Dora?
What I like about it, just that it's set in a quaint downtown area, and it provides us with the ability to have outdoor seating in a nice environment.
Okay. Can you give me kind of an overview of how you started Pizza Amore, please?
Yeah, sure. It was my second restaurant, and actually, it's a funny story. My head chef bake bread for the restaurant, my other restaurant, which is Fifth Avenue Cafe. And the bread was so good that whenever he would make it, he would make pizza. And it was basically just for the staff. And as he continued to do it, it was really quite good. we used to joke about, well, hey, why don't we try a pizza shop? Anyway, actually, that's exactly what I did. I split my business in half at the location I was at before, and half was Pizza Amore, and the other half was another restaurant.
I'm sorry. I think I want to just make sure that this is recording. Grandpa, can you check this recorder? Is the red light solid?
It's solid.
Okay, are we good? All right, great. All right, sorry about that. I should have done that before we started.
No problem.
Okay, so to continue, so you said this is your second restaurant. Have you done any other entrepreneurial endeavors?
Just restaurant touring.
Okay. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or why did you decide to become one?
Actually, I was in corporate America. I was with GE Capital and had been through two different acquisitions. And at that time, it was financial services industry, and there was just a flood of mergers and acquisitions going on at the time. And GE ended up being obviously the last acquisition because nobody could really buy GE. And at that time, I was just ready to segue out of the corporate lifestyle.
Okay. Very interesting. So what gave you the confidence to become an entrepreneur?
Confidence? Crazy? Just that I knew that if I could be really successful working for somebody else, then I could be very successful working for myself. That's it at the end of the day.
Okay, good answer. Can you illustrate some of the challenges that you may have faced in starting Pizza Amore?
I've never been in the pizza business before. It was a brand new market segment to me altogether, it was probably, I started about 3 years ago, and that was the beginning of the economic decline, if you will. So it was really challenging putting together something that I thought would be considered pretty high quality, but at a real reasonable price, which was critical for the time that I opened it.
Right. Well, actually, just thinking about restaurants in general, I like the fact that pizza restaurants, they have less overhead than some other restaurants with regard to the inventory that's required to be on hand.
Oh, huge. My former restaurant was huge inventory, huge overhead, high maintenance, and all the things that I had learned that weren't the greatest to have happen the first time was my checklist for this time, the second go-round.
Excellent. So you're more successful because of the first experience that didn't go exactly as planned.
I would say so.
Okay, so how about in terms of startup costs? How did you initially fund Pizza Amore?
From my own pocket.
That's the best way to do it if you're capable. So did you create a formal business plan before starting your business?
Oh, yeah.
Was it static or was it adaptable?
There's no such thing as a static business plan.
not a good one. I've learned that the good ones are not static. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, there's no such thing. There's one thing that's constant, and it's change, and your business plan has to be adaptable to change, to meet whatever the changes in either, you know, the economy, your customer, your demographics. You have to be flexible. But it's a guideline. A business plan is something more than a guideline to success.
That's what I've learned also.
Yep.
So, obviously, I would say when you initially set out to form your business, you had an original vision in mind. How have you had to change that from your original vision, if at all?
Actually, I think that we had so much knowledge going into this one that it's been pretty well defined and pretty targeted. So so far, I really haven't had to adapt. The only thing that I'm doing differently is I'm adapting now for being able to do multiple locations. So my goal is to have multiple units and franchising.
Excellent. That's actually one of my later questions. I wanted to know where you see Pizza Amore going. So you have multiple units in franchising. Very good.
Yeah.
Are there ways in which you're trying to innovate?
We're definitely an innovator because we're probably one of the only ones in the marketplace that cater to, and this is pulled from my previous restaurant, like the gluten-free products, and then having all fresh ingredients, per se. So we're unique in that regard.
That's interesting. I hear gluten-free is very big right now. It affects a lot of people, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, it's huge. So I do gluten-free pizza, pasta, you know, beverages. So, you know, beer, you know.
So what's a typical work day like for you currently?
I get up not too early, but I usually spend about an hour or two on the computer, and then anywhere from 4 to 6 in the restaurant, and then if I can, I go home. If not, I'm still working.
You got to do what you got to do to make the business run right.
You bet.
All right. How about switching gears a little bit, what skills in particular do you think entrepreneurs need to have in order to be successful?
First, a plan. And I think that probably the next is passion. You gotta have the passion. Just the willingness to succeed or fail.
Very good. You're actually the first person that I've interviewed that's mentioned passion, although I've read that one of the books that I'm reading talks about passion quite frequently. So,
gotta have the passion, baby. That's what makes you get out of bed every morning.
Right, right. Well, other people have stated different reasons for getting out of bed. Finding something you enjoy doing, I guess that's a different way of phrasing it. But you're the first person that actually mentioned the word passion. So thank you.
I think it has to be passion, so, because passion is more than just enjoying something.
True. So I actually skipped a question. Do you have a long-term vision of what you want your typical workday to become? Now, you said you wanted a franchise and stuff like that. So do you want to kind of like oversee multiple units or?
Oh, yeah. It's a real clear plan. It's 3 company-owned stores and then the rest franchising.
Okay.
That's where we want it. That's our long-term vision. My workday is that I do it from the phone.
there you go. Then you can work from anywhere, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, getting back to questions about what might help other entrepreneurs, is there one thing in particular that you think might be most important for an entrepreneur to possess? Either a trait or a skill or an item?
You know, probably, you know, tenacity. Like I said, you have to be willing to be successful or fail, but keep going. And, you know, when everybody else tells you yes or no or whatever, just having the tenacity to move through it. Keep going.
To not be dissuaded by the various obstacles that arise.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Okay. Good answer. And last question, is there any particular piece of advice that you would like to give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
I think just make sure that whatever it is that you choose to do, and again, you know, have the plan in place. It's so critical because, you know, I always say you have to plan to succeed, and that's so very true. I don't think success is ever an accident. The plan, and then again, you got to make sure it's something that you have the absolute passion for. Those are the two most important pieces. You got to absolutely positively love it and love what you're doing. Because when you're doing it 12 to 14 hours a day, they could be longer, they could be short.
Okay, and another question I just thought of. How are things going for your business now?
Really well. In a slowing economy, we're about experiencing from last year to this year about 20 to 25% growth.
Wow, that's very encouraging to hear.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. That's about it. Have you had our pizza?
Yes, actually, I have. Your pizza is excellent. Your pizza is excellent. One of my caregivers had dinner at your restaurant, I believe, last week. So, and
awesome.
Occasionally, we pick up pizza to go. So, I don't often go in myself. Your restaurant is accessible, is from what I've been told. So, but downtown Mount Dora is not that convenient for us. But yes, I've had it. It's excellent, and I recommend it. So,
beautiful. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
One of the best compliments I can give you is the caregiver that I was referring to that ate at your restaurant last week. One of her all-time favorite meals was one of your competitors is actually Pizza Hut's Pepperoni Lovers, and she likes your margarita pizza, which is entirely different from Pizza Hut Pepperoni Lovers, but she said that's just as good, if not better, and she knows it's healthier, so she likes to eat there, so.
Awesome. Yeah, it's another aspect of our business. We don't really tout it too much because, you know nobody really goes for healthy pizza, but there's a lot of real good, healthful options at our place, so.
All right, well, thank you for your time and your insights.
My pleasure, and good luck with your study and your paper, and thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.